waking y'all up nice and soft this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Good morning from all of us here at Rosie on the House. Miss Jennifer's in studio.
Good morning.
We've got Romy behind the glass on the engineer dials with our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch.
You were talking about Pat McMahon.
Yes, I was.
I missed the roast. I would have loved to have been there, but it just didn't work this time. This time, I mean, I don't know that they'll ever have another one. All of his performances, the best performance I've ever seen of Pat McMahon was a very small group. And it was when they did the KTAR roast of Ned Foster on his retirement. I mean, it was... I don't even know how to explain it, but
it was Emmy Award winning.
It really was. And you wouldn't understand it if you hadn't been around a long time and just understood how long they had been friends, the work they've done, the industry. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that if you weren't in radio, you wouldn't get or understand. But for that small group and the stuff he said, but you could tell he just had the most respect for Ned Foster. It was That's what I'll always remember Pat McMahon for, was roasting
right.
Ned Foster.
Very good. Well, we're in here this morning with special guests, James Hahn and Nick Santakis, architects with incredible reputations here in town. I envy them because I want to be them when I grow up. Why don't you guys talk about your introduction to architecture? James, I know yours a little bit through ASU. Nick, I'm going to guess, you got here, it had to be late 80s?
No, I got here in the mid-90s, 95.
Mid-90s, okay, all right.
I was born in Greece, and my family emigrated to Montreal in the late 50s.
Okay.
I was 3 and a half. And when I was 6, my father's brother, my uncle, came to visit and brought me a set of blocks that you could build little homes. It was almost like a Lego type of set. And he told me, when you grow up, you should become an architect. I said, well, what's that? He says, well, architects do buildings, and all you have to do is one building and never have to work again. And
I said, what? That's a good gig.
As a kid, you know, a six-year-old thing, what does that mean? Why would you want to stop at one building? And that stayed in my mind until I got to college and went into architecture, and it wasn't at all the way I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But after working in the studio, like we're talking, for 4 straight years, living there, even hiding many times because you're not allowed to sleep there, you're just putting your 10,000 hours, as they say,
yeah,
and it forms you into a different type of person, thinking differently as well, you know, talking with and associating with your classmates and professors. And I think for me, the greatest thing I could have done. And I couldn't see myself doing anything else other than architecture. And I came here in 95 and from Montreal, started my career all over again. And I'm very happy designing people's homes.
Well, we were pretty active back in the 90s with a pretty good size remodeling company. And it just seems like when you hit town, I thought, oh, that's somebody new. I've never heard of him. And then it was like I saw your name everywhere. Yeah. I mean, you landed with a big splash.
Well, I had to create my own splash because
yes, you did.
Nobody paid attention to me.
Yeah.
So I started marketing things on my own, sending out postcards with a company, which was kind of like, is it crazy, an architect sending his work on postcards to people? Well, I had to go directly to the public. Then eventually became a publisher of my own magazine. And 7 years ago, started the ARA, which is the group that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, we will.
We're a group of 15 high-end custom residential architects and work in the community and tell people about the value, or teach the public about the value of these good design.
And I want to talk a little bit about that, because you see, we talk a lot about our love for Arizona and the desert and the different corners of Arizona, above the rim, below the rim, the Colorado River Valley, the White Mountains, the Page area, the border, international border country down there around Sonoyta. And Sasabe, and just how gorgeous our state is. And then how do you try and protect that when you drive through and you see just abomination after abomination being built? And it just breaks your heart. And then when you see something like either one of you guys have put up in the deserts, your heart just kind of goes, yes, that belongs there.
It's a matter of educating the public, respecting nature, and also your clients' budgets as well, and being able to take all of this information and putting a building that's going to fit right in and at the same time last over decades. And as long as it's sound in design, then like you're talking about remodeling buildings from the past, well, the good design, the well-designed buildings will be there and they will be remodeled and so on, as opposed to ones that will be raised and then something else will take their place. So design education for the public is extremely important. I think as architects, we are responsible to lead the way and do that through our actions. And Jim will talk us also about programs that we have set up with ARA that even in the design community are helping to bring out that message.
And we're going to talk a lot more about the ARA after bottom of the hour. James, you and I are exactly the same age. We went to high school together. We grew up kind of side by side. I lost you when I went away to college and came back. But do you think it's getting harder to be in your field or easier? And you've got about 40 seconds to answer that.
Only 40 seconds, huh? Thanks, Rosie. Actually, it is interesting because the computer primarily, I mean, things have really changed in the last 20-odd years. I remember when we were first starting out in architecture.
Parallel bars and plastic templates.
Plastic bars, templates, and we used to have all sorts of different systems. You know, originally, you were, of course, ink on Mylar.
Yeah.
And then you were doing the pin bar system, and now everything's pretty much done on the computer.
There are components of it easier, but boy, keeping up with what everyone's expecting has made it my arena much harder. We'll be back right after this.